And now Chapter 14 of the Adi Lila, Lord Chaitanya's Childhood Pastimes.
Prabho Nityananda, Adaita Vadadha, Vajani.
Things that are very difficult to do become easy to execute if one somehow or other simply remembers Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But if one does not remember him, even easy things become very difficult. To this Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I offer my respectful obeisances. All glories to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, and all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. I have thus described in codes the advent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared as the son of Mother Shachi, exactly as Krishna appeared as the son of Mother Yashoda. I have already briefly spoken about the pastimes of his birth in chronological order. Now I shall enumerate the codes of his childhood pastimes. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the childhood pastimes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Lord Krishna himself. Although such pastimes appear exactly like those of an ordinary child, they should be understood as various pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In his first childhood pastimes, the Lord turned upside down while lying on his bed, and thus he showed his parents the marks of his lotus feet. When the Lord tried to walk in his small footprints, the specific marks of Lord Vishnu were visible, namely the flag, thunderbolt, conch shell, disc, and fish. Seeing all these marks, neither his father nor his mother could understand whose footprints they were. Thus struck with wonder, they could not understand how those marks could be possible in their home. Jagannath Mishra said,
"Certainly child Krishna is with the Shalagram Shila. Taking his childhood form, he is playing within the room."
While Mother Sachi and Jagannath Mishra were talking, the child Nimai woke up and began to cry, and Mother Sachi took him on her lap and allowed him to suck her breast. While Mother Shachi was feeding the child from her breast, she saw on his lotus feet all the marks that were visible on the floor of the room, and she called for Jagannath Mishra. When Jagannath Mishra saw the wonderful marks on the sole of his son, he became very much joyful and privately called for Nilambara Chakravarti. When Nilambara Chakravarti saw those marks, he smilingly said,
"Formerly, I ascertained all this by astrological calculation and noted it in writing. There are 32 bodily marks that symptomize a great personality, and I see all those marks on the body of this child. There are 32 bodily symptoms of a great person. 5 of his bodily parts are large, 5 fine, 7 reddish, 6 raised, 3 small, 3 broad, and 3 grave. This baby has all the symptoms of Lord Narayan on his palms and soles. He will be able to deliver all the 3 worlds. This child will preach the Vaishnav cult and deliver both his maternal and paternal families. I propose to perform a name-giving ceremony. We should observe a festival and call for the Brahmins, because today is very auspicious. In the future, this child will protect and maintain all the world. For this reason, he is to be called Vishvambara."
After hearing Nilambara Chakravarti's prediction, Shachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra observe the name-giving festival in great joy, inviting all the Brahmins and their wives. After some days, the Lord began to crawl on his knees, and he caused various wonderful things to be seen. The Lord caused all the ladies to chant the holy names of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra on the plea of his crying, and while they chanted, the Lord would smile. After some days, the Lord began to move his legs and walk. He mixed with other children and exhibited varieties of sports. One day, while the Lord was enjoying his playful sports with the other little children, Mother Shachi brought a dish filled with fused rice and sweetmeats and asked the child to sit down and eat them. But when she returned to her household duties, the child, hiding from his mother, began to eat dirt. Seeing this, Mother Shachi hastily returned, exclaiming, "What is this? What is this?" She snatched the dirt from the hands of the Lord and inquired why he was eating it. Crying, the child inquired from his mother,
"Why are you angry? You have already given me dirt to eat. What is my fault? Fused rice, sweetmeats, or anything edible is all but a transformation of dirt. This is dirt, and that is dirt. Please consider, what is the difference between them? This body is a transformation of dirt, and the edibles are also a transformation of dirt. Please reflect upon this. You are blaming me without consideration, so what can I say?"
Astonished that the child was speaking Mayavad philosophy, Mother Shachi replied,
"Who has taught you this philosophical speculation that justifies eating dirt?"
Replying to the Mayavad idea of the child philosopher, Mother Shachi said,
"My dear boy, if we eat earth transformed into grains, our body is nourished and it becomes strong. But if we eat dirt in its crude state, the body becomes diseased instead of nourished, and thus it is destroyed. In a water pot, which is a transformation of dirt, I can bring water very easily. But if I poured water on a lump of dirt, the lump would soak up the water, and my labor would be useless."
The Lord replied to his mother,
"Why did you conceal self-realization by not teaching me this practical philosophy in the beginning? Now that I can understand this philosophy, no more shall I eat dirt. Whenever I am hungry, I shall suck your breast and drink your breast milk."
After saying this, the Lord, smiling slightly, climbed on the lap of his mother and sucked her breast. Thus, under various excuses, the Lord exhibited his opulences as much as possible in his childhood, and later, after exhibiting such opulences, he hid himself. On one occasion, the Lord ate the foodstuffs of a Brahmin guest 3 times, and later, in confidence, the Lord delivered that Brahmin from material engagement. In his childhood, the Lord was taken away by 2 thieves outside his home. The Lord, however, got up on the shoulders of the thieves, and while they were thinking they were safely carrying the child to rob his ornaments, the Lord misled them, and thus, instead of going to their own home, the thieves came back to the home of Jagannath Mishra. Pretending to be sick, the Lord asked some foodstuffs from the house of Hiranya and Jagadish on the day of Ekadashi. As usual for small children, he learned to play, and with his playmates he went to the houses of neighboring friends, stealing their edibles and eating them. Sometimes the children fought among themselves. All the children lodged complaints with Shachi Mata about the Lord's fighting with them and stealing from the neighbors' houses. Therefore, sometimes she used to chastise or rebuke her son. Shachi Mata said,
"Why do you steal others' things? Why do you beat the other children? And why do you go inside others' houses? What do you not have in your own house?"
Thus rebuked by his mother, the Lord would go in anger to a room and break all the pots within it. Then Shatimata would take her son on her lap and pacify him, and the Lord would be very much ashamed, admitting his own faults. Once the child, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, chastised his mother with his soft hand, and his mother falsely fainted. Seeing this, the Lord began to cry. The neighboring ladies told him,
"Dear child, please bring a coconut from somewhere, and then your mother will be cured."
He then immediately went outside the house and brought two coconuts. All the ladies were astonished to see such wonderful activities. Sometimes the Lord, with other children, would go to take bath in the Ganges, and the neighboring girls would also come there to worship various demigods. When the girls, after bathing in the Ganges, engaged in worshiping the different demigods, the young Lord would come there and sit down among them. Addressing the girls, the Lord would say,
"Worship me, and I shall give you good husbands or good benedictions. The Ganges and Goddess Durga are my maidservants, not to speak of other demigods. Even Lord Shiva is my servant."
Without the permission of the girls, the Lord would take the sandalwood pulp and smear it on his own body, put the flower garlands on his neck, and snatch and eat all the offerings of sweetmeats, rice, and bananas. All the girls became very angry at the Lord for this behavior. They said,
"Dear Nirmai, you are just like our brother in our village relationship. Therefore, it does not behoove you to act like this. Don't take our paraphernalia for worship of the demigods. Don't create a disturbance in this way."
The Lord replied,
"My dear sisters, I give you the benediction that your husbands will be very handsome. They will be learned, clever, and young, and possess abundant wealth and rice. Not only that, but you will each have 7 sons who will all live long lives and be very intelligent."
Hearing this benediction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the girls were inwardly very happy. But externally, as it is natural for girls, they rebuked the Lord under the pretense of anger. When some of the girls fled, the Lord called them in anger and advised them as follows,
"If you are miserly and do not give me the offerings, every one of you will have an old husband with at least 4 co-wives."
Hearing this supposed curse by Lord Chaitanya, the girls, considering that he might know something uncommon or be empowered by the demigods, were afraid that his curse might be effective. The girls then brought the offerings before the Lord, who ate them all and blessed the girls to their satisfaction. When this cunning behavior of the Lord with the girls became known to the people in general, it did not create misunderstandings among them. Rather, they enjoyed happiness in these dealings. One day, a girl of the name Lakshmi, the daughter of Vallabhacharya, came to the bank of the Ganges to take a bath in the river and worship the demigods. Seeing Lakshmi Devi, the Lord became attached to her, and Lakshmi, upon seeing the Lord, felt great satisfaction within her mind. Their natural love for one another awakened, and although it was covered by childhood emotions, it became apparent that they were mutually attracted. They both enjoyed natural pleasure in seeing one another, and under the pretext of demigod worship, they manifested their feelings. The Lord told Lakshmi,
"Just worship me, for I am the Supreme Lord. If you worship me, certainly you will get the benediction you desire."
On hearing the order of the Supreme Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lakshmi immediately worshipped him, offering sandalwood pulp and flowers for his body, garlanding him with malika flowers, and offering prayers to the Lord. Being worshipped by Lakshmi, the Lord began to smile. He recited a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, and thus accepted the emotion she expressed. As Lord Krishna says in the Srimad Bhagavatam, "My dear gopis, I accept your desire to have me as your husband, and thus worship me. I wish your desire to be fulfilled, because it deserves to be so." After thus expressing their feelings to one another, Lord Chaitanya and Lakshmi returned home. Who can understand the grave pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Seeing the naughty behavior of Lord Chaitanya, the neighboring people, out of love for him, lodged complaints with Shachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra. One day, Mother Shachi, wanting to rebuke her son, went to catch him, but he fled from the spot. Although he is the maintainer of the entire universe, once the Lord sat upon some rejected pots in the pit where the remnants of foodstuffs were thrown after they had been used for cooking. When Mother Shachi saw her boy sitting on the rejected pots, she protested, "Why have you touched these untouchable pots? You have now become impure. Go and take your bath in the Ganges." Hearing this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught his mother about absolute knowledge. Although amazed by this, his mother forced him to take bath. Sometimes, taking her son with her, Mother Shachi would lie down on her bed, and she would see that denizens of the celestial world had come there, filling the entire house. Once Mother Shachi told the Lord, "Please go call your father." Receiving this order from his mother, the Lord went out to call him. When the child was going out, there was a tinkling of ankle bells from his lotus feet. Hearing this, his father and mother were struck with wonder. Jagannath Mishra said,
"This is a very wonderful incident. Why is there a sound of ankle bells from the bare feet of my child?"
Mother Shachi said,
"I also saw another wonder. People were coming down from the celestial kingdom and crowding the entire courtyard. They made noisy sounds I could not understand. I guess they were offering prayers to someone."
Jagannath Mishra replied,
"Never mind what it is. There is no need to worry. Let there always be good fortune for Vishvambhara. This is all I want."
On another occasion, Jagannath Mishra, seeing the mischievous acts of his son, gave him lessons in morality after rebuking him greatly. On that very night, Jagannath Mishra dreamt that a Brahmin had come before him speaking these words in great anger.
"My dear Mishra, you do not know anything about your son. You think him your son, and therefore you rebuke and chastise him."
Jagannath Mishra replied,
"This boy may be a demigod, a mystic yogi, or a great saintly person. It doesn't matter what he is, for I think he is only my son. It is the duty of a father to educate his son in both religion and morality. If I do not give him this education, how will he know of it?"
The Brahmin replied,
"If your son is a transcendental mystic boy with self-effulgent perfect knowledge, what is the use of your education?"
Jagannath Mishra replied,
"Even if my son is not a common man, but Narayan, still it is the duty of a father to instruct his son."
In this way, Jagannath Mishra and the Brahmin discussed the principles of religion in the dream. Yet Jagannath Mishra was absorbed in unalloyed parental mellow and did not want to know anything else. Being very much pleased, the Brahmin left after talking with Jagannath Mishra. And when Jagannath Mishra awakened from his dream, he was very much astonished. He related the dream to his friends and relatives, and every one of them was very much astonished to hear of it. In this way, Godahari performed his childhood pastimes and day after day increased the pleasure of his parents. After some days, Jagannath Mishra inaugurated the primary education of his son by performing the Hatte Kadi ceremony. Within a very few days, the Lord learned all the letters and combinations of letters. This is a synopsis of the childhood pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, placed herewith in chronological order. Vrindavan Das Thakur has already elaborately explained these pastimes in his book, Chaitanya Bhagavat. I have therefore made only a brief summary. Being afraid of repetition, I have not elaborated upon this subject matter. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. This ends Chapter 14 of the Adi Lila.